Reading information relative to the cursor. With WindowEyes, you can easily read information relative to your cursor or insertion pointer if your application uses a cursor. Typically, applications with word processors or Notepad, WordPad, things like that do have a cursor. Let's go into WordPad, which is a very basic word processor offered free with your Windows operating system, and see how this works. Again, because I'm using Windows Vista, I'm just going to bring up the Start menu by tapping the Windows key.
Start menu.
And I'm going to type
search.
In WordPad.
WordPad. Program group. 1 of 1.
So it found WordPad for me. I didn't have to go through the all programs. I'm going to hit Enter.
Document WordPad. Rich text window. Rich edit.
I'm inside WordPad with no document. I'm inside the document area, and I could start typing if I choose to. But I'm going to bring in Section 1 of the WindowEyes manual so we can show you how we can read relative to the cursor position. So I'm going to just bring up the WordPad file menu with Alt-F.
File
and I can hit O for
two.
Open.
O. Menu closed.
I'm going to silence this. It brought me to the open dialog. I could have hit Control-O, too, to go directly to the open dialog. And I'm going to type in the entire path that we learned earlier in Windows Explorer, but I'm going to type in C:\ program,
RAM files,
and it found that as the
RAM files. C program files.
It kind of had autocomplete
suggestion.
Here. Because it had autocomplete, and I heard it if I had to let it listen, I could just down
C
arrow,
program files.
And I'm at program files, but I want to go backslash,
C
and I want to find
files Adobe.
GW.
W. Micro. C program files GW
again,
micro.
Auto-completed.
1. Suggestion.
Down arrow.
C program files GW micro.
I'm going to hit backslash.
Backslash. C program files GW micro WindowEyes.
It auto-completed that. I'm going to hit down arrow.
C program files GW micro WindowEyes.
And now I'm going to hit backslash.
Backslash. C program files
type
GW.
Manual. M.
Annual. C program files GW
micro WindowEyes. And hit enter. Now, the problem is that by default, if I backtab and take a look at what's in this list view, and under Vista, I have to backtab twice. So I'm going to hit Shift-Tab twice.
No selected item. List view.
There are no items in this list view, and the reason for that is WordPad by default is looking for all files with a .rtf extension, and ours are .txt, and there are no RTFs in this directory. So I'm going to hit Tab to go back to the edit box.
File name and combo.
And I'm going to type in star
period
star.
Star.
That's going to show me every file in the manual directory. Now if I backtab twice.
Name. Appendix a hotkeys quick reference guide. Unselected. Let's
down arrow till I get to section
33.
1. Just quickly.
And you. Section 1 introducing WindowEyes. 9 of 33.
Hit enter.
Document WordPad. Rich text window. 1 introducing WindowEyes. The section of the WindowEyes.
And it's going to start reading this entire section to me. But now I've loaded section 1 of the WindowEyes manual inside of WordPad. And now of course if I just arrow down. I'm going to arrow down. That was a blank line. We have blank lines turned off, remember? Hit down again.
The section of the WindowEyes manual provides you with the nuts and
down again.
Bolts of the WindowEyes packaging. You
we're
will
just,
also learn how to contact.
Oops. We're just reading the line as you move across. If you hit the right arrow, you would expect the character, right?
O L T S space O F space.
Each time I hit the right arrow, it just reads it. Left arrow each time.
F O space S T L O B.
We're just reading what you would expect as you go along. So the normal navigation with the arrow keys and things like that would do exactly what you would expect. But there are times when you actually want to read something relative to the cursor without actually moving the cursor position. WindowEyes gives you the ability of reading the current character, word, line, sentence, paragraph relative to the cursor position. You can also read things like prior of all those or next of all of those, but I'm not going to get into that. Those keystrokes by default are actually not even defined, although the functionality is there within WindowEyes. What you can do is on the numeric keypad, you can think of if you use a control key with the keys on the numeric keypad, control meaning cursor, you can kind of think of it's going to be reading relative to the cursor. If you don't use the control key, it's typically reading relative to the mouse. The numpad by itself is typically reading to the mouse, and there's another section that just talks about how to read with the mouse pointer. But the nice thing is that if you remember the control key, you can kind of think of cursor. And also on the numeric keypad, if you just think of a big plus right in the middle of the numeric keypad, if you look at the 8, 5, and 2 as the vertical bar, and you look at 4, 5, and 6 as the horizontal bar, think of that as a plus. Those five keystrokes, or rather those five keys, are the main keys for reading relative to the cursor. And once you can think of that plus and remember that plus, it all sort of makes sense. So I'm sitting at the beginning of the word bolts, if you remember right. If I want to read the current character underneath the cursor or where the cursor is currently sitting at, I can just hold down the control key and I can tap the leftmost of the horizontal bar, which would be the 4 key. Again, numlock needs to be off for this to work. I'm holding down the control key. While it's down, I'm tapping the left arrow or the 4 on the numeric keypad.
B.
Said B. If I hit that keystroke again, keeping control down.
Bravo.
Bravo. Hit it again.
B.
So it just goes back and forth between the saying the letter versus giving the phonetic of that letter. So Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, that type of thing. If it's hard to understand a B from a D, for instance, you'll get Bravo, Delta, that type of thing as you're going along. So control left arrow is current character underneath the mouse. If you want to read the current word, you do control right arrow. So I'm sitting on bolts. If I do control, hold it down, hit the right arrow key on the numeric keypad.
Bolts.
Hit it again.
B-O-L-T-S.
A third time.
Bravo, Oscar, Lima, Tango, Sierra.
And now a fourth.
Bolts.
Goes back to just doing it the first. So this one is actually three rotors. It goes between spelling the word, spelling it, or rather saying the word, then spelling the word, and then spelling the word phonetically as you go across. So the next unit up would just be line. If you want to hear the current line of the cursor, you can just do Control 5, which is in the center. Remember, left arrow was character, right arrow was word, and in the middle of those is line. So Control 5.
Bolts of the window eyes packaging. You will also learn of a contact.
There you go. If you want to read the current sentence, you would just do Control Numpad down arrow, and that will read the current sentence. So Control down arrow would read the sentence, or Control up arrow would read the entire paragraph. Now, the way that window eyes determines what's a sentence and what's a paragraph is maybe a little bit different than what you're used to. A sentence assumes that the terminating punctuation ends with two spaces. So you need to make sure that your text is written to follow with two spaces. A paragraph just assumes you have a blank line of text. So again, if I want to do control up arrow, I'm going to hear the current paragraph. Here we go.
The section of the window eyes manual provides you with the nuts and bolts of the window eyes packaging. You will also learn how to contact our technical support department, as well as how to set up windows to work the best with window eyes.
And there you go. There's a lot more text, but that's the current paragraph. So we've talked about character, word, line, sentence, and paragraph. Now, it's also convenient just to sit back and listen to a document all the way from where you are down to the bottom or until you stop it. We call this our read-to-end feature. If I just do Control-Shift-R and just press Control-Shift-R down, I'm going to tap R, and let's see what happens.
Bolts of the window eyes packaging. You will also learn how to contact our technical support department, as well as how to set up windows to work the best with window eyes. Section 1.1 Welcome to Window Eyes. Section 1.2 System Requirements. Section 1.3 Window Eyes Features. Section.
I hit the escape key to stop that, and what happened was it put the mouse pointer, or rather, I'm sorry, the cursor, right on the last line that we heard. If I reread that line, it is.
Section 1.4 Package Contents.
That's the line that it was reading when I hit the escape key, and it routes it right back to that line. I can let read to end go all the way down to the end of the document, and it will continue to scroll my screen up as it's reading this text to me. So it's a very nice way to just sit back, put your feet up, just listen to a document. You can, of course, speed up the speech if you want to and things like that to be able to deal with that. There are some keys that you can press within read to end that enhance its functionality. Notice when I hit the escape key, actually any key press except for some of these other special ones will abort read to end. So if you just want to stop a read to end, tap the control key, shift key, escape key, whatever, it will just stop the read to end and put the mouse, or I keep saying mouse, put the cursor on the last line that it was reading so that you can just pick up where you left off. Maybe you heard a mistake or something, just tap control or escape. You're on that line, you can go off and edit the line to fix the error that you might have heard, or just pick up the phone if it rang, or whatever you want to deal with there. But let me show you some other things that you can do with read to end. I'm going to do control shift R again to start it, and I'm going to have to talk over the speech a little bit. I apologize for that, but let me talk over it and show what keys I'm pressing as it's actually reading. So control shift R again.
Section 1.4 package.
So it started
content,
reading.
Section 1.5,
I'm going to go ahead and press
support,
the right arrow
1.6,
key one time.
Section 1.7 protecting.
Again.
1.1 welcome to window eyes. Congratulations.
Again.
Program which allows
again.
Access. Applications through
again.
Displays. Window eyes.
Again.
Beginner to advanced.
Let me hit
GW
left arrow.
Micro has
again.
To
left.
Displays.
A left.
Window applications.
Left.
Program which
left.
Allows. Congratulations on your purchase.
And hit escape. So again, I apologize for talking over the synthesizer, but what was happening there is when I hit the right arrow key, it caused window eyes to skip the current line. So wherever it was on the current line that it was reading, it stopped and it started reading at the next line. So it's a very quick way of fast forwarding through a document if you just want to skip that line and go to the next line. When I hit the left arrow key, it was actually taking me back a line. So whatever line it was reading, it stopped, went to the previous line, started at the beginning, and started the read to end again. So again, I can fast forward and rewind through a document just with the left and right arrow key during a read to end. Let me show you two more keys that you can press. I'm going to do Control Shift R again.
Congratulations on your purchase of Windows.
Now let me hit the
U
key.
Congratulations
again.
Congratulations.
I'm going to pound it several
times.
Keep pressing.
Congratulations on your purchase of Windows.
Press it fast again. A few more times. Keep pounding, pounding.
Congratulations on your purchase of Windows, a screen reading program which allows access to Microsoft Windows.
Notice that sped up the voice. Let me hit the D key several times. I'm just pounding the D key several times.
Displays. Windows is designed for computer users.
Again, D key several more times.
Displays. Windows is designed for computer users at all levels, beginner to advanced.
D.
Beginner to advanced.
D.
Beginner to advanced. Beginner to advanced.
D.
Beginner to advanced. GW Micro has listened to screen reading.
What this did was it actually allowed me to increase or decrease the rate of speech as it's reading along. So between the rewind, fast forward, and being able to increase and decrease the rate, it allows you to quickly just go through a document the way that you want. Now, of course, you could have stopped to read to end and adjusted the rate and started it up again, but this just allows you to modify this rate on the fly. So wherever it was reading, it will stop, change the rate, start reading at that line again as you go through. Now, I'm not sure where I left my rate off, so I'm going to use my control left up and down arrow key to make sure I'm sitting at rate 35.
All voices rate 31.
Go up.
All voices rate 32. All voices rate 33.
Up again.
All voices rate 34. All voices rate.
So I left it at rate 35 because that's what we've been doing for the rest of the tutorial. So I want to keep it there. But you can show or see how it's very simple with the read to end to deal with that. Another command that might be useful when you're reading relative to the cursor is just routing the mouse pointer to the cursor. And in another section, we'll talk about how you can read relative to the mouse pointer. But sometimes it's nice just to synchronize the mouse pointer wherever it is and put it right where the cursor is. So if you hold down the insert key on the numeric keypad and you tap the plus key on the numeric keypad, it will say
pointer rooted to cursor.
And boom, visually the mouse pointer is synchronized right where the actual blinking cursor is within Notepad, and they're both sitting at the same place. And now you could go off and read relative to the mouse or leave the mouse there and move the cursor, however you want to deal with that. But those are some of the basic keys of reading relative to the cursor. Let's move on to the next section.